Title: Dark Mix Translation on Small Speakers Masterclass for Smoky Late Night Moods Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This one's for that dark, rolling drum and bass that feels absolutely massive on a proper system, but then you hit play on a phone speaker, and suddenly it's like the tune fell through a trapdoor. The whole mission today is not to brighten your track until it turns into something else. We're keeping the noir, we're keeping the smoke, but we're also making sure the groove, the bass idea, and that kick snare conversation still makes sense on tiny speakers, cheap earbuds, and little Bluetooth boxes. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a repeatable workflow you can drop into any Ableton Live session, a monitoring /B setup that tells the truth, a drum approach that survives band limiting, a bass split that keeps your sub heavy, but makes the bass line readable on phones, and a clean way to control the low-mid fog that kills translation in dark mixes. Let's build it step by step. First, session prep. This is where advanced mixes get faster, not slower. I want headroom, real headroom. Set your mix so the master is peaking around -6 dBFS. No limiter yet. If you're used to mixing into something loud, that's fine later, but right now we need honest feedback. Now pull all your faders down and rebuild the balance in a very specific order. Kick and snare first, then bass, then hats and breaks, then atmosphere, then effects, then vocals if you've got them. The reason is simple: for drum and bass, the track is basically a rhythm machine plus a bass instrument. If that relationship is unclear, everything else is just decoration on top of confusion. Next, references. Add two reference tracks in your project. One should be a dark rolling DNB reference that matches the mood you're chasing. The other should be what I call a translation monster, a tune that still feels stable and readable on small speakers. Often that second one is a bit brighter, or at least it has really controlled low mids and really intentional harmonics. Important Ableton routing tip: route your references so they bypass your master processing. Put them on a dedicated REF bus that goes straight to the output, or to an external out if you're set up that way. If your reference is going through your mix chain, you're comparing your processed mix to a processed reference and you'll chase your tail all night. Now we build the core tool, the truth monitoring /B rack. On the master, create an audio effect rack. Name it monitor /B, full vid small, chain is full, ideally, nothing on it. If you want a utility for a quick mono check, fine, but keep it clean. Chain B is small and we're doing this with stock devices. Start with EQ8, high pass at 120 Hz, 24 dB per octave. That's your first reality check. Tiny speakers don't use sub. Then add a gentle dip, about -2 to -4 dB around 300 to 500 Hz. With a wide Q, around 0.7. Why? Because cheap speakers often exaggerate that low-mid cardboard and it can trick you into thinking your mix is thicker than it is. Then optionally a gentle high shelf roll-off, -2 dB around 10 kHz, depending on your target. Some small speakers are harsh up top, others are dull. You're trying to simulate the vibe of small playback, not create a perfect model of one device. Then add saturator. Drive 2 to 5 dB, soft clip-on. And here's the key: match the output so you're not making this chain louder. If the small chain is even 1 dB louder, your brain will prefer it and you'll start fixing the mix based on a loudness illusion. After that, utility, set width to 0%, full mono. And again, use gain to loudness match the chain. Now map the chain selector to a macro called a /B, so you can flip instantly between full range reality and small speaker reality. Coach note: do not stay in small mode all the time. Use it like a translation window. Loop a busy section, switch to small, and ask three questions only. 1. Can I count the hi-hat grid? 2. Can I hum the bass rhythm without guessing? 3. Do kick and snare feel like two different events? If any answer is no, you don't go solo random tracks for 20 minutes. You fix the masking relationship. Before we mix, quick calibration. Put a utility at the end of each monitoring chain, full and small, then put spectrum after the rack, loop the drop, and level match by ear at low volume. The /B switch should not feel like a volume change. It should feel like a speaker change. That's everything. Alright, now drums. Small speakers live mostly in the mid-range. Roughly 150 Hz up to 5 kHz is where the groove translates. Your sub-B kick fundamental? Gone. Your sub-bass? Mostly gone. So on tiny playback, the groove is carried by transient shape and harmonics, not by weight. Kick first. On the kick track, EQ8. If your kick has excessive rumble, a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz can clean it up without thinning the vibe. Then add a bit of presence, 1 to 3 dB around 2 to 4 kHz with a wide Q. This is not make it bright. This is make the kick identifiable as an event when the bottom disappears. Then drum bus, drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch very light, 0 to 10%. We're doing dark, not crunchy EDM. Boom is dangerous here, because it can blur the relationship with the bass. Use it cautiously or not at all. Transients, though, this is your small speaker weapon. If the kick feels soft in small mode, push transients up. Maybe plus 5 to plus 20, until it speaks. Optional, a gentle saturator on the kick. 1 to 3 dB of drive with soft clip, just enough to outline it. Now snare. On snare EQ, think body and crack. Body around 180 to 220 Hz if you need it, but be careful. Dark snares can get boxy fast. Crack is usually 2 to 3.5 kHz, and maybe 2 dB. Air is optional, 7 to 10 kHz, maybe 1 dB if it's too dull. Again, we're not turning it shiny, we're giving it a readable edge. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release auto or 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2:1, aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This keeps the snare consistent without flattening it. Then drum bus for transient emphasis if needed. Transients plus 5 to plus 15. Drive to taste. Now do the DNB reality check. Switch to small mode, mono, high pass. You should still feel the two-step snap. If the backbeat doesn't dominate on small, your mix is not translating, even if it sounds huge on your monitors. Next, breaks and hats. This is where dark mixes often become cool but blurry. Put your breaks in a group. Start with EQ8, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz so the break isn't competing with kick and bass weight. If the break has that cardboard thing, cut 250 to 400 Hz by 2 to 5 dB with a wide Q. Then glue compressor. Attack about 10 ms so transients get through. Release 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2:1, just 1 to 2 dB of reduction. This glues without turning it into a loop that sits like a towel on the mix. Then drum bus, drive 5 to 10%, transients plus 5 if it loses articulation. Then utility for width, if you want, maybe 110 to 140%, but you must check mono, always. Wide breaks can be gorgeous in headphones and then phase cancel into nothing in mono. Micro-arrangement tip that changes everything. If your hats are super filtered and dark, don't just turn them up. Add a tiny tick layer that lives around 6 to 10 kHz. Rim, shaker, foley, whatever. Keep it quiet. Pan it slightly. It's not about brightness. It's about timekeeping clarity. It tells the listener where the grid is on a phone speaker. Now the heart of the whole lesson. Bass that survives small speakers. We're going to split the bass into a sub-track and a mid-track. Sub stays clean. Mono, stable. Mid carries audibility, rhythm cues, and note definition. Create a bass group with two tracks, sub and mid. On sub, EQ8, low pass around 80 to 120 Hz depending on your sound. The goal is to remove anything that's not actually sub duty. Then utility, width 0%. Mono, always. If your sub is stereo, you are literally designing it to disappear on some systems. Optional compressor with sidechain from the kick. Ratio 2:1. Attack 5 to 20 ms, release 60 to 120 ms. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of ducking. Rolling, not pumping unless pumping is the aesthetic. Now mid, the translation engine. EQ8 first, high pass at 120 Hz. Then shape the speaker zone, roughly 200 Hz to 2 kHz. That is where the bass story gets told on small speakers. Then saturator, drive 4 to 10 dB, soft clip on. Try analog clip mode for gritty darkness. Then, optional but super effective, amp, in clean or blues. Keep the gain low to moderate, presence to taste. Then movement, auto filter, a low pass with subtle envelope or LFO so it breathes. Keep resonance modest. Too much resonance becomes a whistle that will destroy your headroom and get harsh fast. Now here's the key move. Switch to small mode. Mute SU beat entirely. If your bass line vanishes, you don't need more sub. You need more MID harmonics, especially around 300 Hz to 1.2 kHz. That's where phones can actually see the bass line. Think of bass audibility as a ladder with three rungs. First rung, rhythm cue, percussive edge around 700 Hz to 2 kHz. Second rung, note cue, harmonic body around 200 to 700 Hz. Third rung, weight, sub around 30 to 90 Hz. If you only built rung 3, the bass disappears on phones. If you only built rung 1, It becomes clicky and thin. Your job is to balance all three intentionally while keeping the mood dark. Now we deal with the biggest killer in dark mixes, low mid fog. Dark and heavy is not the same as muffled. Fog lives in predictable places, 200 to 350 HC for mud, 350 to 600 HC for honky blanket, 600 to 1K for masking leads and vocals. Here's the fast workflow. Put spectrum on the master. Post fader. Loop the busiest part of the drop. Then on key groups like drums, bass, music, do wide cuts first. Wide cue, 0.7 to 1.2, and keep it minimal. Typical moves on the music group, maybe minus 1 to minus 3 dB around 300 HC. On the drum group, maybe minus 1 to minus 2 dB around 400 to 500 if it's papery. Then recheck in small mode mono. And here's the rule. Don't carve everything. Pick one or two places where it's worst, and stop. If you carve every track, you'll end up with a hollow, sad mix that isn't dark, it's just empty. A faster way to detect fog is what I call the conflict toggle test. Don't sweep endlessly. Add a bell at about 300 HC on the music group, minus 3 dB, wide cue. Toggle it on and off. Do you instantly feel the groove clear up? If yes, keep it. If it just sounds different, undo it. Try 450 HC on drums, minus 2 dB. Toggle. Try a small cut 250 to 350 on bass mid if the kick loses punch in small mode. The keyword is immediately. If it doesn't help immediately, it's not the problem. Now space and depth. Late night smoke is often reverb and delay, but small speakers punish messy tails. Make a reverb return with hybrid reverb. Pick a small to medium room or a dark plate. Pre-delay 15 to 30 ms so the snare stays punchy. Low cut 200 to 400 HC. High cut 6 to 10 kHC so the reverb is smoky, not shiny. Decay 0.6 to 1.5 seconds, because at 170 to 175 BPM, long tails smear the groove instantly. For delay, use echo on a return, 1/8 or 1/4 sync. Feedback 10 to 25%. Filter it, high pass 200 HC, low pass 6 to 8 kHC. Keep stereo moderate. Turn on ducking if the repeats are stepping on the snare. Translation check. Flip to small mode mono. Snare should stay forward. If it sinks, reduce snare reverb send or increase pre-delay. Don't fix it by boosting 10 kHC on the snare and calling it a day. That's how dark mixes accidentally turn harsh. Quick advanced variation. Make a mono reverb return for core drums. Put utility after hybrid reverb on the return and set width to zero. Filter it hard. Mono early reflections can keep drums forward on tiny speakers while still giving depth. Now, a light master pre-chain. This audio version is shortened for playback.